It's a trap, you walk right into the hate. All over a new king, that's face is just replaced. It's all the same, used to be ruled by force. And no matter who it is, he'll still carry on the torch. Just a lie, cheat, steal, half of what you make. Taxation is theft, it's time to vacate the state. Newsflash, all your cash is an IOU from killers who really do steal from you. Inflation is a weapon used by every nation who says that they're saving the world through lies. And they disguise and pass off as bravery. Well, I got news, debt is slavery. It don't matter who's madder, a new master don't matter. When they both want the same, the state don't play no games. They got you trying to survive and put you on sides and ready to kill each other. That's conquer and divide. It's all for show, all for hyper control.
It's a three-way, boy.
And we're back with another episode of Buns and Tubs. We're here with you on this Tuesday night with our good friend Aaron the Red with us. We're here to do the good news for you and all the things that you guys like to hear from us every single week.
Hello, he said.
Hello.
Quite racistly.
Yes. What's been going on with you? What are we going to do? A little house cleaning?
Of course. You know, we always do the house cleaning first things first. You know, to get all that out of the way before we get started on the things we want to talk about today.
We got a new patron.
Oh.
Patreon shout out. $5 a month tier. Send us an email. Mr. Robert the End is Nigh, men. Robert Nyman, thank you. I don't know where I should put my face. Send us your send us an email with your address, current mailing address, and we'll send you your stickers. You got anything for Nyman? Anything floating around in your brain?
His name is very interesting.
What do you think it's from?
How do you spell it?
The end is Nigh?
That's why I put his name.
Oh.
I think it's Nyman.
Neiman.
God damn it. Oh, well, I'm keeping it.
You know, like Neiman.
Yes.
Neiman.
Hope you enjoyed that.
Sorry for making fun of your name.
Rated C, you know.
Hey, listen, my last name gets mispronounced on a constant basis. Cut that out, please.
It's like, only for the live.
Okay,
that's like mispronouncing Cooper.
I was trying to do a long, you know.
I get it.
So that was our only patron this week. Thank you for your $5 support.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Patron support buys you everything you see here and some of the stuff you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
If you like our show, consider giving us your money. We're going to put it back in here. All that. Normally you do that kind of thing. I don't know what else to say.
Nah, you get out there on that Patreon, you know, you contribute. You see us getting new equipment. You see us getting better equipment, better stuff all the time. So you keep down that path, eventually we're going to look like some sort of like professional operation, you know?
And quit our jobs. I'm going to quote the agent from The Matrix.
Yeah.
I need to get out of this prison.
It stinks.
It's the smell. Infected by it.
But yeah, thank you, Mr. Neiman, for your Patreon contribution. Listeners like you are what keep us afloat.
We love you a little bit more. Mm. We love everybody, but you know. Put some skin in the game.
But that's not the only way you could make us feel the love. We have other socials, too.
You can love us in other ways.
Yes.
We are on Instagram. I should say our Patreon first. It's patreon.com/bonesandtubs. patreon.com/bonesandtubs. We're on YouTube. We need everybody listening who's interested and likes the show to go follow us at Bones and Tubs Show.
Go subscribe.
Slowly growing. We're getting about 2 to 5 a week.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Instagram.com/bonesandtubs, Facebook, Twitter at bonestubs, and if you're not feeling the monthly commitment of a Patreon shout, Patreon payment, you can give us that one night stand money. We are on PayPal, we're on Venmo, and we're on the Cash App. $BonesandTubs. You got anything?
No, that's about it. I
got two more. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't talk for 30 minutes.
No, you're all right.
We have a small business shout out that I should have done probably 2 months ago. Ryan Sykes, not going to read your email. Just read the email itself. I figured I'd email the details instead of blasting it in YouTube comments. LOL. We own an arcade called Hooligans Family Fun in Alabaster, Alabama. We're an old-school arcade, not the ticket redemption kind, a free-play arcade. $12 gets you a wristband and unlimited play all day, even if you leave and come back.
That's pretty boss.
Yeah.
Super boss.
Yeah, I wish I lived closer.
That's what I told him. I wish we lived closer. We've got retro games, Pac-Man, Street Fighter, Donkey Kong, etc., as well as newer games like Terminator Salvation, Big Buck Hunter, Guitar Hero, and Fast and Furious race cars. We also have 9-hole indoor blacklight mini golf course, which is included with the $12, so that's the scoop. It's what we do. It's how we operate. Giant smiley face.
Sounds like a great big bunch of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd totally, for real, I would if go I was closer. Day.
Anybody in Alabaster, Alabama, nearby, or traveling through, stop off over there. Let them know Bones and Tubbs sent you.
I'm curious where that is in Alabama.
We love all y'all.
What's the name of the town again?
Alabaster.
I like the name, too. Mm-hmm. Alabaster.
Yeah.
You know, you go down to Alabaster, Alabama.
Seems as though they went down to Alabaster and they played for $12 all day play. They left to get themselves some snacks.
You get that there wristband and you get yourself to play all day. You can even leave and go get yourself sweet tea and then on back again.
They had the Negro light where you could play at the night in the dark glowing. Shout out Spanish language.
That took me a minute.
I know. I saw it in your eyes. It was a slow burn.
Yeah.
I got one more, and then I'm done with the shout-outs.
All
right. We have a secret cult following of school teachers, apparently. Really? This one is from an old co-worker of ours, the Factory of Sadness, who made it out.
Of this hellhole! Yeah. Oh, I fucked that up.
Out of the former co-worker out of the Factory of Sadness. He's going to be a future guest. We just haven't had schedules lined up. Our shit's kind of been fucked up. Johan Blagovich, school teacher shout-out. I wrote, fuck the Prussian model. We are programming viruses in the Matrix.
I don't have my phone.
And if you don't know that reference, there's an episode we did way back, it was a long time ago.
Back down the road.
Down that road.
Yeah, I don't want to go down that road.
Where we discussed, the Prussian model and
everything
that came with it and all this stuff. You want to go back to our backlog log?
Could find it. Check that out and Google up. What was it? Trivium learning method?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we talked about the Trivium on the episode, too.
Just saw a program on PBS about talking about model of how schools were structured and stuff and what parents are doing nowadays. They're doing a co-op education.
Yeah.
It's homeschooling, but more than one parent. Oh, yeah. Say this parent's better at chemistry than the other one.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
And then so they get the parent that knows what they're talking about to teach.
So what you're saying is that if we did this, me and my podcasting partner would be the collective government teachers.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
My class would be real short. Be very effective though.
I just imagine a bunch of small brown children just saying over and over again, "Taxation is theft."
Yeah.
Taxation is theft.
I'm not gay,
but $20 is $20.
And you don't write down a tip because fuck getting taxed on a gift. But he sent me a picture, and I was going to read it. But basically, the assignment was, if you could change one thing, I'm assuming about the world or society as it was, what would it be and how would you do it? And his student wrote that he would make taxation voluntary because if you wanted to help the government with money, you should be able to. If not, they make enough money. Fuck them. And his grading was awesome because all he wrote at the end was, taxation is theft. That is all. Insert clapping.
Yeah. Cheering, clapping.
Good job, Johan Blagovich. We're proud of you. We can't wait to have you in here. We haven't talked to you in a long time. He is a beautiful songwriter. Did you know that?
Yeah. Maybe we'll have him come on and do a little singy song for us.
Simple man.
We have the audio equipment to do singy songs.
We do all that stuff.
I would like to hear it.
That's all I've got before I got a couple stories. But other than that, what's going on with you, fellows?
Not much. Hey, I love that beautiful Ohio weather where it was fall for about a week. And then it just went cold. It snowed on Halloween this year.
Yeah, that's true.
So we got that going for us. As you can see, these two are wearing t-shirts. I don't know how they're doing it. I had to rock the...
It's nice. It's a nice temperature in here. What do you think, Brian?
Restorative power of albuterol.
I was outside a lot today, though. So I'm going to chalk that up. I was in the elements for a good long while.
What are you doing? You working?
Fucking raking leaves, you know?
I got you.
Shout out to my neighbor who doesn't rake his goddamn leaves, and they keep blowing in my fucking yard.
The reason why your neighbor doesn't rake leaves is because he's a psychopath.
That's a very grand possibility. He also probably, hopefully, doesn't listen to the show. Otherwise, it was nice knowing you guys.
That's fine. I stay strapped like a car seat.
Yeah. So, Halloween was this last week. We all, did our thing.
All Hallows Eve.
Yeah,
Beggar's Night, even though it was fucking, what? How cold was it?
30 degrees or something.
Steady wind.
It was fucking snowing. That's what anybody should know. That's true.
I felt with the wind, though, it was super cold. I'm climbing up a mountain of shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, other than that, the only other things I could think of that went on this week were, We had daylight savings time.
That's a story later on, isn't it?
Did we talk? Well, did you write anything about it?
No, but I figured you said you wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we could talk about it later. I looked into it. It doesn't seem too insidious, but we could talk about it.
It's crazy.
Surprisingly enough, something that's not completely insane, but at the same time, kind of redundant. Anyways, and then today, yeah, today was, election day.
If here. You're within the, not even the continental, but United States, it was election day, right?
Yeah.
All states or just, it was all states.
I'm pretty sure it was all states, because Tuesday, the first Tuesday of November is election day.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, if you went out there and voted, you know, here's the thing, like, I have started to come to the belief, I think from now on, when it comes to voting, I'm only going to vote in through the, like, municipal level of my local government, right? Because I believe that's the most, like, that, to that level is the most efficient that we can achieve.
The only
Beyond
way-
that, it starts to get really, really fucky. You know
You're
what I mean?
Trying to stay in your lane as far as what you can control.
I'd say, like, I might even go just a step further and say maybe the state, like the local state, like i.e. Ohio, is about as far as I would go when it comes to organization. Beyond that, I think it's too much. So I would vote in anything involving the local or the state level. But beyond that, like presidential stuff and things like that, I might be done, man. I'm like, seriously, like at that point, it's like you're picking other people's masters for them. And especially when it comes to like them raising taxes and stuff like that, we don't get to vote. We don't see the thing is like local taxes. Yes, those are on the ballot.
Are you going to vote those down? Because I mean, it doesn't legitimize you taking someone's money on a local level.
What do you mean, like
taxation being theft and all?
Well, are you talking about federal taxation?
Well, I mean, like you say, you're only going to vote on a local level. So, like the library or the fucking.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Like, and that's why I vote on the local level, because I'm going to be honest with you. There was five things on this ballot for renewal of tax levies or continuances of tax levies. I voted no on two of them, yes on three of them. Because
some of them are even like new ones where they're asking for more money.
So here's the things I voted yes for. The school needed a renewal of their levy.
Shout out Train.
I believe in on a local level, public education serves its purpose. Even though I don't agree with the Prussian model, I still think there is something to be said there.
I knew there was a reason why you sit on the left of the panel.
and then the library needed a levy, a renewal levy. So I voted yes for that because, like, here's the thing, like, and this is true. I'm a capitalist through and through, but I feel like libraries are one of the last places in the United States where you could go to and nobody expects you to spend any money.
That was not a cheap one either. That was like 10 mil or not 10 mil, but it was 10 cents on the dollar. And that wasn't a renewal. That was them asking for more money. I'm pretty sure if I read it correctly. I might not have, but
I think I'm pretty sure it said that one was hyphenated renewal.
No.
So I voted yes on that one, but you know, there was one for mental health services and stuff like that, and I voted no on that because,
Well, I still love you.
Okay.
But I would have voted it all down.
Yeah, and that's fine, you know. I'm not mad at you for voting it all down.
I'm kind of in a whirlwind right now as far as, like, I would like to continue my national level voting for chaos, simply because I want to purge. But local level, just to vote down taxes. And only to vote for someone who is absolutely libertarian, which is rare.
Oh, super. Even here, like, I feel like this, like, where we live is, like, rife for the possibility of somebody rising up and, like,
maybe in 10 years,
seizing the moment. Because, like, think about it. Like,
there's too many
when it comes to taxation. Like,
there's too many goddamn Boehner voters still alive.
Mm. Well, and that's the thing. Like, you think, like farmers and shit, they should totally be on board with the whole notion of, like, lowering property taxes and stuff like that.
Should be, yeah.
But the problem is that they're so goddamn indoctrinated. It doesn't even mean anything. Like, they're like, well, it's part of contributing to a stable society.
That one farmer that we privately talk about from time to time, his love, like, his hatred of government, but his love of socialism when it comes to farm stipends.
Right, he loves getting his
eat a fucking dick on that, you know. I still love you too, but fuck off.
Dividends, basically.
Yeah, I can't think of the word because I'm I'm slightly retarded.
Yeah,
farm dividends. Also,
that word farm, yes, subsidies. His farm dividends, which it has a different word, but whatever.
Subsidy.
Yeah, subsidies.
There it is. Shout out words.
Yeah. You know? The word of the day is subsidy.
Oh. But other than that, I mean, beyond today was elections, and for most of the United States, I don't think there was any big things going on. I think it was all local stuff. Because next year, and we're going to, I fucking hate this shit.
You know,
man.
How sad I was.
God damn it, I fucking hate this shit.
I made a meme. If you guys follow us on Instagram, you would have seen it, but it was me, you know, basically saying fuck you to Beto O'Rourke when he bowed out like a bitch. But it made me sad at the same time because I really wanted his brand of chaos. I wanted his stick arms where he did a live video in the doctor's office getting a flu shot. He winced like a little bitch. And it made me laugh. Like, this is going to be your leader. He's the one that's going to send the cops out. Even as he says that shit, the cops are like, fuck you.
Yeah.
We're not going out there. I mean, I'm sure there's some cock-strong cops, but...
Well, just by him saying that, there was municipalities all over the United States that responded to his claim that he was going to take AR-15s by the sheriffs of those said areas and counties, declaring they were not going to follow any order to confiscate weaponry from...
Well, they know what would happen to them.
From ordinary citizens. Right. Yeah, exactly. They're just, like, at that point, if they decide that they're going to do it, they're just taking their lives in their own hands, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. I'm sure there's plenty nationwide that would willingly throw their lives down for the state to lick the boot above them, but most of them, I think, at least on that issue, they showed their colors, which I was kind of happy about. They basically go eat a fucking fat dick.
I mean, like, I would say any law enforcement officer that thinks that they would be willing to go into somebody's house knowing that they are armed and trying to take their weapons away from them. I've got a folder of memes. Bug Igloo.
Those memes?
Yeah, those kind of memes.
Okay.
You know, memes about, you know, stuffed dogs full of Tannerite.
Yeet.
And
yeet, yeet.
And, you know,
yeet, yeet.
You know, your Roomba rocking a fucking claymore on the front, or not a claymore, a fucking mortar on the front.
Oh, man,
of it.
We got a direct message in Instagram the other day. Did you see it? Mm-mm. About claymores? He's like, I'm trying to learn about, you know, making some different things for these boys when they come to party. One is a claymore, and it's filled with confetti, of course. And I said, of course, because anything else would be irresponsible.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine really the mechanics of a claymore are pretty rudimentary, are they?
Isn't that the Bouncing Betty of gaming days of old?
Yeah. It doesn't.
I'm thinking Modern Warfare 2, perhaps.
The first Modern Warfare is when they had the original claymores.
Let's see, Bouncing Betty, was that the flat laying one, and then the claymores aim forward.
Yes, front towards enemy.
Yeah. Front towards
so
enemy.
Bouncing Betty,
this for you.
It when you step on it and you take your foot off, it jumps up to about chest height,
yeah,
and then explodes with all the balls, right? Yeah,
so science,
it's, yes. Yeah. And claymore is like foot level. You trip it with
how
whatever
can we
kind
kill
of
them better?
Has. Yes, exactly.
Man,
Bouncing Betty is like a World War II thing.
Shout out Death Science.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
your fake drug table. You know. With, like, it's got, like, a baggie of what perceived to be marijuana sitting on it. And when he lifts it up, it's just it's rigged to explode. Like, yeah. You know.
The Tannerite dog was my favorite.
Oh, Tannerite dog is definitely my favorite.
If you're going to look at the level of memes, I would say Tannerite dog is OP. Now, it's either overpowered or...
Or the
on
one,
point.
I really like the one where the guy's pulled over.
Oh,
and,
yeah, that's so good.
And they're like, you just got pulled over by one of those alphabet boys. And then you got a text message that says hashtag big bug igloo.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
Yeah.
You see the officer up by the window and the guy's got a fucking.
Says license and registration.
He's got a fucking
please.
Hog leg just inside the door, like looking at him smiling.
And it just said, like his speech bubble was LMAO yeet.
Yeah. I mean.
Oh, no.
Seriously, though. I just don't. They got to know. They got to know it's going to be all bad.
You would think so.
But I mean, so here's the thing. I am sure there are plenty, because trust me, you could scour the forums of a fake book and all that and find lots of fucking bootlickers, man. Like, no, bootlicking is too nice a term for them. They went past that. They're like deep throating the boot. They're not even like giving a little tongue bath. They're shoving that shit down their fucking throat like Linda Lovelace.
Like
they're
choking on it, like,
take the
whole boot. They're doing that like gagging you see. Hey, you can
some hardcore porn shit.
I could totally see them like, oh yes, officer, please take my guns away from me. You know, it's for the good of everybody.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and say that those people probably don't have any guns to take away.
Well, yeah, I think, but you know, there are those. There's got to be somebody.
That's true. There probably are.
It takes all sorts, and there are some assholes out there. I can guarantee that would be like, well, the government says to give your guns.
I was just afraid to throw it away because I figured a criminal would get it out of the trash. So I'm glad the police are here to take it from me.
But
can I suck on your boot?
Yeah, I think the best idea if they started some sort of buyback or something like that is do what that one kid did and
go to
Lowe's and get yourself some materials and
be then, industrious.
Yes, yeah, just need a saw and a drill press. And
do you think you could ride this for a second while I go check the specs on the flux capacitor?
Yeah, do that.
All right, you guys enjoy. I'll be right back.
You know, you make those little makeshift weapons that shoot like one round, and then you turn about six or seven of them in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get that sweet cash.
Six or seven. I'm talking about like making 10. Come on, you gotta get that.
Just a crate,
at least a grand.
Just a fucking crate of guns you bring in. Like,
I found all these on the side of the road. I don't know what happened to them, but
they look like some straight up fucking pipe pistols out of Fallout. Like.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
Or if you get yourself a nice 3D printer, you can print some 3Ds.
Mm. Oh, fuck yeah. What would that cost you in the grand scheme? Like a bunch of plastic, right? I mean,
you don't even have to use the good plastic.
Yeah.
You just buy the scrappy cheap shit.
It might look good. It doesn't have... Listen, when you turn it in and do the buyback, you don't have to fire it to prove that it works. Right. You know?
I don't even think it has to function, does it?
As far as I know, it doesn't.
You could turn a broke-ass gun in, right?
Yeah.
And be like, here's my gun.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about. Like that's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
So then they lost all their money.
Yep.
On fake shit. All the real shit lost it in a boating accident. Yeah. You know?
Like, real what, huh? Speaking of that, I exercised my freedoms. I flexed my American freedoms today by voting.
Yeah.
And purchasing of firearms, you know, so.
Yeah.
That's good.
Bought yourself a nice little .38.
Yep.
It's a nice little Smith & Wesson.
Nice little Smith & Wesson bodyguard.
Little laser light on it. Mm-hmm. Good gut gun, and, you know, just like.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, make someone paralyzed from the waist down. You know, it's be a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
I like your shirt too, by the way. Oh, I want to mention it on the show. Anybody that's on the live should look at this show. Shirt. This thing is fucking so many levels of awesome.
You got the eye, the dollar bill, spider webs, bees. There's a clock down there.
Yeah.
Drugs, needles.
And a fucking, he has a halo of fucking drugs around his head.
Like
I think
pills
that's perfect.
And needles and stuff.
But
I think that's about it.
Yeah, sweet ass shirt. But I think we had some topics that we wanted to go over today. Some things just in the news and whatnot. You know what we got today?
Do you want to do yours first?
No. We could go through yours.
I only brought up a few. When I looked through the news this week, all I kept seeing were various like eugenics propaganda.
No, okay.
So. You had one that was on Drudge, and I'm not really sure why. I didn't even bother to print it off. Scientists were calling for population control as a means to stop climate change. But when you read the story, it's talking about a climate meeting that happened 40 years ago.
That's crazy that they're just now doing a follow-up on a 40-year-old meeting.
Right, like we've talked before about eugenics. It's not an old, it's not a new idea.
Yeah.
So why the fuck would you bother writing that story? Here we have, do you ever read Natural News?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Shout out Mike Adams.
Yeah.
This is from today, November 5th, 2019. Ethan Huff, naturalnews.com, titled, Is Cannibalism Vegan?
Come again?
Now, veganism, I wrote down here, I think we've definitely talked about it before. It's the pauper diet.
Yeah.
They're trying to bring back the diet where basically kings and the court can eat meat, but everybody else gets to eat vegetables and starve to death. So anyway, typifying the type of perverse news that we hate to have to report on, pagan society, I don't know why I wrote pagan, that's silly, has come up with yet another progressive solution to the problem of meat eating. I got some meat you can eat. Yeah.
It's vegan, too.
You already know. It's, what do they call it? It's conflict-free.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay, copy.
Let's just all eat ourselves and our friends instead. Who would want to eat a precious little kitty cow when you can eat your neighbor's children?
Now, just to slide in real quick, just to before we say anything else, I a while back I was curious about something when it came to cannibalism.
Curious like a cat?
Yeah. So I looked it up. Apparently, okay, so if you eat like human meat, right?
Yeah.
You'll be fine. But if you eat brain tissue.
Yes.
Or isn't it high nerve?
Well, excessive amounts of nerve tissue. You will develop a neurological disorder. Right?
What's that called? I forget.
That's what they always reference in the old, like, the Book of Eli.
Yeah, yeah, the Book of Eli. They've been eating too many. And that's like what you get the same thing as mad cow disease, but, you know, it's from eating the same species as yourself.
They check them as they come into town. Like, if you got the bad shakes, like, I don't think you should be sleeping around us.
Well, yeah. Apparently, because motherfucker's been munching on brains, so.
Yeah. Yep.
Couldn't just stick with the biceps, could you?
Prions.
But and the thing is, but even then, it's wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's wrong. You don't eat people.
Now, what would you, if you were hungry, would you eat yourself?
No.
How does that work?
No.
I don't think that's sustainable.
I would go ahead and say it's not.
No, you would.
You have a slow trickle blood IV to your mouth. You're just like,
yeah. Well, we did have We did have that theory years ago about.
Listen, I'll tell it right now.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't care.
Now, this came about right around the time the swine flu was very first a thing. Like, it's been around for a while, right? I want to say 6 years.
A little bit longer than that, I feel like. Okay. I feel like that was still a thing when I was in high school.
My inner clock's fucked. So.
Yeah. Well.
Well,
yeah.
I learned about pigs. During the time of swine flu.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that saves pigs from swine flu is the fact that their bodies make their own vitamin C, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, humans don't do that shit. Because if you don't eat vitamin C and you're a human being, you'll die of scurvy.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
limeys.
Yeah, limey. So I started thinking about it, and I was like, man, I bet, what if, like, since we're like the apex predator, if we create our own nutrient profile, and we're shooting it on the ground.
Yeah.
You know? I wanted to write a petition because I had also seen a lot of silly-ass petitions where, like, congressmen's and senators' family members were getting million-dollar contracts, multi-million-dollar contracts, to study, like, the mating habits of birds.
Yeah.
In a time of recession. So I thought, I can write a fucking... Or we had the devil, you know, the bookstore owner, if you will. Go back to our previous catalog of episodes and you'll find out about him. But he used to write proposals for grants. So I said, well, I gotta have this dude write a proposal where I will get a $12 million contract to study if a male can self-sustain by eating his own semen.
Huh.
Well, because I've heard similar studies involving women ingesting their own menstrual cycle.
Yeah.
You know what? Your face is exactly how my gag reflex just was. Just know that. But after years of working in the factory of sadness, I can hold it in better now. Yep. You know,
I'm dead inside, so I keep forgetting that we're on camera. But
hey,
well, you got that Dune. You got the still suits and stuff. So
I think if you could develop something like that, still suit makes sense,
right?
Like for hydration.
We're literally talking about a planet with no water problem so bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dune planet. It's sand and giant worms.
Uh-huh. Like the whole culture is built around water.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, yes, when you kill somebody, you take their water.
Yeah, you take their water.
You've earned it because you killed them.
So I gotta hijack this for a second. Okay. Completely out of the story, not related. But this is what we do here at the Bones and Tubs podcast.
That's true.
If this is the first one, welcome. If not, you already know what it is. We hop around everywhere. So, you remember the meme with the tiny little Caucasian girl sitting on the couch?
Yeah.
She's like,
Yeah.
And there's like five black dudes behind her, and they're looking at her like, you know what time it is.
Yeah.
Somebody took a picture at the grocery store of a pint of milk sitting in the front. Did you see this?
No.
And then 5 gallons of chocolate milk and a half oval around it. And it was like, my dad asked me what I was doing, and I said, don't worry, Dad, the internet will understand. That shit made me laugh. Sorry, anyway, back to being on point, like a professional.
I just don't understand this whole, like, push to cannibalism. I think they're just trying to normalize the whole thing, man. Like,
yeah.
They're really trying to get us to be like, you know what? Fuck. Like, I think they want us to feel about cannibalism like how most people feel about homosexuality now, where it's just like, you know what? Fuck it. You do what you do in your bedroom, and I don't give a fuck.
Listen, this guy, he just wants to be he just wants to, it's how he was made. It's just, we can't discriminate against him.
Here's the thing. Do we have to, like, shore up the line on cannibalism?
Apparently not, because remember the Clover Gender shit, right, that we lied about?
Yeah.
Where they had a political movement in England to be able to stop people being able to fuck your kid, you know? Yeah. So why wouldn't we have a movement to stop people from being able to eat your kid?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. Like, what if this became the platform for... Well, part of our platform for the Bones of Tubbs show when it came to cannibalism is that if it happens between two consenting individuals...
Some Hannibal Lecter shit.
Do we really have a problem with it at that point?
No. Consenting adults, I think you should have the right to kill yourself. You should be able to let a fucking other person eat you.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so our acceptance of cannibalism goes to the point of... it's about consent.
Yeah,
it goes
back to consent. Still, first of all, I don't have to like you, and I don't have to think it's right. It's kind of like abortion. Mm-hmm. There shouldn't be a state law against it because fuck the state. But however, do what you do. Because you're going to do it whether or not it's legal or not.
I really don't want to open up the can of worms on abortion.
I get it.
Because, you know, we've dallied around that issue for a long time. And it's
the same thing. It's adult abortion.
Well, here's the thing. Like,
via being eaten by your neighbor.
Well, the right to, I think, and I believe in the right to kill yourself too. Like, yeah. I think that should definitely be a thing.
What is,
like,
that? What is that? Sweden, where they had the suicide pod?
Yeah, man. If you want to if you're ready to shed the mortal coil, and you don't want to experience this fucking listen, I've said it a million times. There are other worlds than these,
for sure.
You know what I mean?
That doesn't mean you should be a quitter, though.
No, I'm not a quitter, and I've stated that before. I am not going to suicide myself with a bullet to the back of the head.
I should just say that we don't support
hang yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to hang myself a red scarf and autoerotic asphyxiation. I'm not into that shit.
Yeah,
I kind of put it in the realm of a Joe Rogan podcast. The show Joe Rogan, where he was talking to somebody, and they were like, the guest was like, all this man needed was a hug. If somebody had been there to give him a hug, he would have lived. And Joe's like, listen, I get it. I understand. But if, like, the worst things that's going on in your life is somebody won't hug you, maybe you should kill yourself.
Oh, wow.
Everybody Zing. Was like,
yeah.
Oh.
That's a little rough.
Yeah.
What do you call it? When you call it a hot take, right?
That might be too hot to handle.
Ooh, I got to drop it in the hot potato.
Drop it like it's hot. Like really hot.
Yeah. Should that be legal? Assisted?
Like, yeah.
If you cannot physically do it yourself, should someone be.
Well,
should it be legal? Like Dr. Gervais?
Think about this. Right? Here's the thing. Okay. I feel like here's the thing when it comes to that. I don't think doctors should do it because they have taken an oath to do no harm. And when you're killing somebody, you're doing them the ultimate harm, right?
But if they're hurting inside, maybe killing them doesn't hurt as bad. Okay, but here's the thing.
So we have people who will give birth to, like, who don't have to be doctors who give the birth to babies. We have midwives.
Yeah.
I still think someone needs to be trained and certified to assist someone in suicide, but I don't think it has to be a doctor.
Well, like the
we have midwives. So why don't we have the opposite of a midwife? Instead of helping usher someone into existence, you help drum someone out of, you know, mortality.
I can't remember. I don't know why I want to say it's Sweden, but I don't even know what you type in for YouTube, because YouTube scrubs itself all the time of things that I want to look up that I've seen before. But there's one where they have, like, the pod that you get into.
Yeah.
Is that Sweden or where is
that? Yeah, I want to say it's
Europe.
Sweden.
We'll just go somewhere.
It's like in the Netherlands or something.
I like that broad swath.
It fills it with, was it nitrogen, right?
I can't remember.
It kills you super quick.
It's that or it's some type of carbon.
CO2.
But basically, you get in this pod and it moves or it sits still, whatever you choose. You can have it delivered anywhere, like a fucking Uber.
Huh.
Yeah.
And like I said, the example they used in the commercial I saw was like they're on a beach and they just wanted to see the beach. So it, like, turned on a 360 camera.
Hmm.
But you sit inside and you just fall asleep.
Well, see, you know, and not for this conversation to go around Robin because it feels weird, but, like, we've just talked about two things that are, if you haven't seen this movie, it's an old movie, but it is an excellent movie. But Soylent Green, with Charlton Heston, we literally just talked about eating people. And the government, like, making or the powers that be telling us that eating people's okay. And then we talked about assisted suicide, which is a thing in that movie as well, where his best friend goes and does the little thing. I don't know if you have you seen that movie before, yeah. right? Oh, that scene is so fucking, it'll just rip your goddamn heart out when he's like sitting there watching his friend die. And like they have like all that beautiful shit that they're showing to him, and that classical music's playing, and
yeah.
oh man, you gotta watch Soylent Green.
I'm gonna have to watch it.
Yeah. That movie's fucking wild.
I was at Fred Rogers yesterday, or if you're from Ohio, Kroger, and they have a fucking protein. You've probably seen it. It's called Soylent.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've seen that.
Why would
yeah,
you do
yeah.
that with your silly ass?
Maybe they're just trolling, you know? I guess. It's all for the lulz.
Shout out Troll Dollars. Because
people, because shit, man, like.
I basically read a paragraph.
There's probably one generation of people that are, there's probably only really one full generation of people left on this planet that know what the movie Soylent Green is in the first place. Right. So
I'm pretty sure the vice president would say some things like assisted suicide leaves more air for the rest of us. And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Shout out VP.
Okay.
Anyway, I just came out of nowhere.
Okay, so let's continue with your notes.
According to reports, some so-called vegans are now having their blood siphoned out of their own bodies and turned into edible sausage.
Blood sausage?
Yeah, it's like blood diamonds, but it's in the form of sausage.
I've had blood sausage before.
You what? Like it? Is it good?
No.
No. Yeah. Who made it? I mean, whose blood was it? Was it like
it's usually pig's pork. Blood. Yeah, it's usually okay, pork. Then.
But blood in general doesn't have a good taste.
That's fucking gross.
It's very metallic.
They claim it's cruelty-free because no animals were harmed in its manufacture. Video footage out of Spain shows how this human blood sausage is actually made.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to segue again, but you know how this show is. So, like, they've been touting for years that people don't need protein and people don't need meat to survive. Like, you could do it without it. And then they're doing this. Doesn't it feel like they're cheating? This feels like cheating, doesn't it?
The crazy part about it is there are different various color panel levels of autism or whatever you want to call it. They don't coexist. They fight amongst each other. So it's like these stories from the left are all different fucking color patterns of silly shit.
You're disproving your own – they're disproving their own theories. Like if they're going to go to these lengths, they're going to the lengths to get the nutrients they need by literally eating themselves.
Yeah.
Right? That to me, like
maybe they should try what I did and just suck their own semen.
Yeah,
or perhaps whatever. Hey, whatever.
Listen,
maybe just suck another man's semen. You. I mean, I'm not here to judge you.
I'm here to tell you. I can almost guarantee that if you're eating semen, that was 100% cruelty free.
Yeah, because first of all, you had to earn it, and second, well, I mean, it could be. I mean, what if they? I mean.
I don't know. What if they? Well, see, now you got this image in my head from this movie called Antichrist that fucked my head up.
What if I invited you over and I filled you with a milkshake that had dick pills in it, and then I got all the protein I needed for the day?
Like you just strapped me into a machine with like one of those milkers on it.
Yeah,
just constantly.
Yeah. Like a cow.
Yeah. Like a cow.
You're like constantly feeding me fucking wheat germ and zinc just to keep my fucking my load up. Oh, and pineapples.
Yeah.
So it's
like
good.
It's like a 2019 version of the Flintstones.
There you go.
You think your job sucks?
Yeah.
I'm gonna finish this goddamn story. Okay, how's that sound?
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, I get it. It's a group problem.
Yeah,
that's what we do here at the Bones and Tubs podcast. We won't post it here, but it's out there if you really want to see where the future of veganism is headed. Even though it actually amounts to cannibalism, creating human blood sausage is somehow the latest trend in plant-based diets. Even though the human body obviously isn't a plant, vegans apparently have such a hard time not eating animal meat that they clearly crave that they're constantly... That doesn't make any sense.
Where are you at?
They clearly crave that they're constantly trying to come up with an alternative to the Impossible Burger, which we've previously reported on. Is nothing more than a GMO soy patty that's filled with synthetic chemicals designed to make it taste like real meat. Again, many vegans actually love animal meat. They love man meat, too. which is why they're obsessed with trying to replicate it in food laboratories. But this apparently isn't enough, as they're now resorting to extracting their own bodily fluids in desperate attempt to recreating meat-eating experience. Raising animals for their meat on natural pastures is good for people and the planet. Well, we're not entirely sure how he's the guy behind what's depicted in the video footage. Raul Esculin, a woodcutter in a remote village in Spain, is another vegan who admits to making sausages out of human blood. Esculin told the media that he's dreamed about making vegan human blood sausage since he was a small child. Listen, man.
Wait, what?
The fuck is wrong with you?
Man, you were a fuck. That was a fucked up kid, right?
You know
there,
how
man.
Like we talked before about like how
this guy's got to be making shit up though, for real. Nobody does that.
If Hitler's, I don't know about nobody.
That's
nobody's
well,
a big
sounds,
word.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like a commercial for his future human blood sausage. Like, right, yes. Ever since I was a child, I dreamed of making the best human blood sausage.
Like the next Jimmy he's Dean.
He's in a fucking Prussian school, and they're like, "What do you want to be when you grow up, Eskin?" He's like, "I want to make the human bread sausage." Go to the corner, you fucking weirdo. And he got raped by a science teacher.
The kids used to laugh at me all the time for my dreams of human blood sausage.
Now I make them into this blood sausage. Anyway, I'm sure.
Wait.
I feel like we can talk about European people or even Spanish people to a great extent.
Let me ask you a question.
Because we're white.
I have a prediction. You ready? Ready for this? You know, I'm the seer of dreams and also the...
You are definitely.
I'm the interpreter of dreams, and I'm also the...
and the eater of children.
predictor of things to come.
Yeah.
So now it's people are starting to experiment with eating human blood and stuff like that. I foresee in a few... And they're like, it's cruelty-free. I foresee in the near future, it's going to be taken to a next step. People are going to willfully volunteer themselves for this shit.
Or their children.
Human
farms.
To get... Yeah, listen, I don't think it's outside the realm. Human farms is exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got the option of abortion, you've got the option of adoption, you've got the idea of sending your child or yourself for that matter, or maybe even let's take it as far as an elderly person with dementia to a human farm.
Yeah.
Where they're fed opiates in their spine and it doesn't affect the meat.
No.
And they just slowly carve it off.
Cruelty free.
Man, that shit's deep.
That was like, that dude's dream.
I feel like you and I just shared a fucking kef.
I tell you what, for like 5 years from now, when that shit's legit, and that's going on, I'm gonna be like, I fucking told you so. Fucking told you so.
Well, I mean, we did create the NPC meme.
Yeah, we did.
We created the NPC meme. We also created the Epstein meme.
Yeah.
With our weekly reminder that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
I firmly and fully believe that. I feel like we have to take some credit for that. Because
oh, no, I fully take credit.
When people were starting to forget about it and the meme hadn't even started yet.
You know who hasn't forgot about it?
Pumping it back into the world. What's that?
You know who hasn't forgot about it is the clip that I'm about to play right now.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail. And now it's all coming out. And it's like these new revelations. And I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney 3 years ago saying there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. And I had it all 3 years ago.
Yes.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you?
Yes, I do.
First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air.
That's tape leaked to us by our latest network insider. This brave insider works at ABC News. ABC News anchorwoman Amy Robach is talking to her producer on a hot mic. She says she had the Jeffrey Epstein story 3 years ago, and her bosses at ABC News spiked it.
And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in it because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal.
Our insider told us this tape was recorded earlier this year in late August, a day or so after this NPR report came out sharply criticizing ABC News for not broadcasting the Robach Giuffre interview years ago.
ABC has episodically covered the scandal, yet the interview was never broadcast, and Giuffre says she was never told why.
Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying, there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. I had it all 3 years ago.
But the creepy thing is that we would make access to all of these high-profile people.
Well, then I got a little concerned about why I couldn't get on.
On the leaked insider tape, Amy Robach says she had the Jeffrey Epstein story 3 years prior, but her exclusive interview was shelved. Robach says in the leaked tape there was a lot of pressure from Buckingham Palace. According to NPR, the famed lawyer Alan Dershowitz also pressured the network to kill the story.
Shortly before the interview was due to air, Harvard Emeritus Law Professor Alan Dershowitz called the network. He was also one of Epstein's lead defense attorneys.
We wonder if the story was killed to protect the rich and powerful. It seems few were worried about protecting the women who may have been Jeffrey Epstein's victims. Remember, Epstein was still a free man 3 years ago. And just to be clear, the interview has still not aired. What is ABC News waiting for, or who are they still protecting?
She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything.
Robach also has no doubt about what happened to Epstein when he finally was arrested and jailed.
So do I think he was killed? 100%. Yes, I do. Because he made his whole living blackmailing people. Yeah. There were a lot of men in those planes, a lot of men who visited that island, a lot of powerful men who came into that apartment.
Yep. When I heard he was found in his cell, someone was
lying. I knew immediately. And they made it seem as though he made that suicide attempt 2 weeks earlier, but his lawyers claimed that he was roughed up by his cellmate around the neck. That was all, like, to plant the seed. And then, that's why I really believe it. Like, really believe it.
The last of the leaked tape has Robach talking about alleged Epstein conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell and how she should be very careful.
He's got to have left evidence, like, in the, unexplained.
Well, Ghislaine Maxwell, who I had all sorts of stuff on her, too. I love every. I'm like, it's so funny to hear everyone say her name now, because I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I had all the, and everyone was like, who's that? Who cares? I kept getting that. Who cares? She knows everything. She knows. She should be careful. Well, she was his, like, yeah. She went out and recruited all of these girls.
Stand by. Stand by. Stand by.
She should watch her back. Because if she goes, I mean, I'd have, like, security guards all around me.
The brave insider who leaked this tape to us does not know who at ABC News spiked the story, but someone at ABC does. Our question, who killed the Epstein story at ABC News and why? Help us find out. James Goldston is the president of ABC News. What did he know, and when did he know it? Here's the landline number for ABC News President Goldston and his Twitter account. If you're an insider at ABC News or any other major media outlet or big tech company and you have seen corruption or bias, contact us at projectveritas.com/brave.
Be a catalyst for change. Be brave. Do something.
So anyway, let's get back to the story. Though it rarely gets media attention that it deserves, animals raised in harmony with nature actually contribute to planetary enrichment. When they're not confined to filthy feedlots, where they're fed a steady diet of transgenic soy and some other chemically laced grains, livestock help to sequester more carbon dioxide in soil, as well as stimulate the growth of new plant life with their manure, including natural grasses that they are designed to eat. Pasture-based animals are now a key component in the planetary lifestyle, it turns out, which means that raising them in this way and eating their meat is beneficial to the earth and human life it sustains.
Who knew?
But if you're hard-pressed to ever get a vegan to acknowledge any of this, and the same with climate fanatics, to them, animals are always a scourge to the planet, if for no other reason that they constantly fart. Shout out to how many fucking pictures you can find of literal mountains of bison that were killed. The amount of bison compared to the amount of current-day cattle is off the chain, so that argument goes all the way out the window. Which, according to lunatics like AOC, is going to kill the planet in about a decade.
Suck. You mean AOC, the Republican plant? The Russian Times plant?
Oh, shit.
Talking about that same one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They are introducing cannibalism to the populace, contends one InfoWars commenter about all this madness. They want to promote Satanism, the same as child sacrifice, bestiality, homosexuality, transgender dysphoria, pedophilia, shout out Jeffrey Epstein, a devil worship, and devil worship. They want to drag your real soul down to hell. So,
well,
that's it.
Me and that person belief system doesn't align up.
I mean, they do have pictures of, like, satanic coloring books.
Yeah, I mean,
I get it.
But here's the thing, though. Like, can anybody call themselves, like, if they're part of the Church of Satan, like...
Which one? The real one or the mush fake one?
The public face? The mush fake one.
Okay.
Like... It's all a farce. It's not a, like, okay, and I'm going to catch some flack for this one.
Well,
but I'm going to
fucking catch it for
say
me
it.
If you're going to say that Mark Passio Satanism is fake.
Well, no, I'm going to say that mush fake front porch Satanism is.
Porchinism, if you will.
It's a fake religion.
Yes.
I put it on par with Scientology.
Really, Gar.
Except it's
whoa,
less
whoa, than, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't you fuck with my religion.
Okay.
You know?
It's less, well, it's less as a con as Scientology is, but at the same time, like, their entire mush fake religion is based upon, like, just an anti-version of Christianity, more or less.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, they say the Lord's Prayer backwards. Like, if you were your own standalone religion, like, think about it like this. No other religion on this earth, I believe, has an anti-version of itself.
I'm going to start an anti-Hindu Hindi religion. You know why? Because fuck them.
And that's all it is. It's defiance.
Where are you going to put the
that's
dot?
It, like, you look at what my it is. It's to me, it's a bunch of defiance. Like, I take more stock in Pastafarians than these assholes. Because at least Pastafarians, like, they have a sense of humor. Satanists don't.
The only thing that can split this podcast up is if you ever talk bad about Pastafar.
Oh, hey, yeah. Hey, you won't hear me talking about the Flying Spaghetti Monster,
I
man.
Love their religious headgear.
Wear that colander with pride, my friend. I'm going to read this one real quick, and then I'm fucking done.
Okay.
And I'll shut the fuck up. I wrote my own little title for this one, just like I did the other one, when I said veganism is the pauper diet for the population control.
Yeah.
So this one is a scientist-determined oral contraceptive use increases breast cancer risk by 50%.
Ooh.
And this is an article written today also by Isabel Z at cancer.news. I wrote the article as, if you don't want a gut, take it in the butt.
There you go.
Shout out butt sex. How many homosexual babies are running around that were made that way? There are lots of reasons women might not want to take birth control pills. They can cause all sorts of unpleasant side effects, especially moodiness, which they're naturally moody, and weight gain. However,
shots fired.
There's an even better reason to avoid oral contraceptives, but not oral sex, that you might not even be aware of. They raise your breast cancer risk by 50%. In fact, contraceptive pills are categorized by the World Health Organization, which is a globalist think tank, as Group 1 carcinogens, which, shout out Zantac.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Which places them in a company of substances like asbestos, plutonium, and tobacco. This category is reserved for agents that are known and probable in terms of carcinogenicity, if you're taking these pills every day, you can only imagine the potential for damage. According to a study released by the American Association for Cancer Research, the recent use of birth control pills is problematic. The study looked at 1,102 women, because it's a fucking weird number, who had been diagnosed with breast cancer along with nearly 22,000 controls. Using oral contraceptives recently was found to raise a woman's risk of breast cancer by 50% compared to those who had never had such pills or only took them in the past. First, estrogen stimulates breast tissues to cells to divide more, which increases the chances of errors in cell division or mutations occurring. At the same time, some of these metabolites, like estrogen, are genetotoxic and carcinogenic. Carcinogenic.
Having a hard time over there, aren't you?
Man, these words. I'm trying to speed read. Causing direct damage to DNA that spurs the formation of cancer cells. Unfortunately, the dangers don't end there. Hormonal birth control pills have also been linked to problems such as depression, acne, migraines, fatigue, and other common complaints. They include spotting between periods, fluid retention, nausea, upset stomach, weight gain, and mood changes. Again, mood changes.
Yeah.
What about upset stomach and diarrhea?
I don't know.
That's a lot of things.
The only reason I put that in there is because it ties in with the Zantac story, the fucking Advil stories, the Tylenol stories. Tylenol kills your liver. Ibuprofen or Advil kills your heart.
It kills your Zantac liver, too.
Kills your liver. Zantac is a carcinogen. Fucking birth control pills are a carcinogen. These things are all approved by the FDA.
Yeah.
Who maintains drug scheduling?
Mm-hmm.
Marijuana is a fucking Schedule I drug because it's dangerous.
Yeah.
To who? I've never heard of anybody.
It's dangerous
dying.
To the pharmaceutical industry.
Schedule one not only means it's dangerous, but according to them, there is absolutely zero medicinal use for that drug.
I'll tell you one.
Cocaine is a Schedule 2.
Right, the medical use for cocaine is great for doctors that are in residency because it is going to closets and snorting.
I was also going to say it was also good for when you really got to get your house clean.
Yeah, no shit. Shout out albuterol. Yeah.
Shout out them nose beers.
Shout out Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Bolivian marching powder. Man.
Yeah.
March.
Devil's dandruff.
Oh, man. Shout out Eeyore just hopped in our comments.
I was lost there for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
We got a lot of nicknames.
So many nicknames.
I didn't know his nickname was Eeyore.
What do they call it? A Rolodex? Rolodex of nicknames?
Yeah. You probably should have like a real Rolodex and be like, oh, what's his nickname? I forget.
Eeyore is an old school name. It's from back in the day of Sunsera when people talked about him having a donkey dick.
Eeyore. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Nor should you be.
But the thing is, is there some alternatives to that shit?
I think I named it in my title.
Oh, okay.
That or...
you don't want a gut, take it in the butt.
Yeah, that or the Catholic, the pull and the pray, fucking...
Listen, for the most part, try the true method, you know?
That's what I thought, no.
What did it say?
Yes, no.
It's not important. We can't talk about Instagram comments or people get upset.
Okay. Man. So, other than that, like I said, it was daylight savings time, right?
Yeah.
And one of our listeners asked us to talk about that. I looked into it. You know, and usually if I find something you kind of like examine it, dust it off, look at it, see if there's anything more to it than what it is. I really couldn't find anything other than the fact that, I mean, it could theoretically be used as a tool of control. But the thing is it's really only used mostly in the Northern Hemisphere and not just the United States. It's used the majority of the planet does not abide by it. Right.
Well, they have it as a, some people claim it was in order to keep people like off kilter for timing.
Well, see, I'll tell you what, I saw an article and I think Eeyore actually might have posted it involving a group of economists and people who came together and said that what we needed to do was just to have one standard time, no more time zones.
Oh, yeah.
It would be the same time everywhere at any given time.
Right.
But I'm here to tell you that would be the most confusing goddamn shit in the world.
Well, if you got used to it, it wouldn't be. But I mean, when they first started it, you'd be like, okay, I'll see you at 1700 hours.
Well, see, here's the thing, like
time or something.
But here's the thing, like when you've established something in your brain, like a measuring system, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So, like for example,
trying to go to metric from what we have, it's like
and that's the thing, like I still, like, if I see something like Celsius,
right?
Mm-hmm. If I see something Celsius, I could kind of, like, it doesn't dawn on me at first. I have to think about it for a minute. Like, yeah. How, like, 30 degrees Celsius, and I have to think about it and be like,
that's warm.
That's warm.
Yeah.
It's not, like, real hot, but it's
warm. Not cold. Whereas 32 degrees Fahrenheit is freezing.
But I've always, here's the thing. I think if what we should do is, in the United States, and it wouldn't be that confusing, is switch to the metric system when it came to measurement and things like that.
There shouldn't be an American standard.
I don't.
Like sockets. What's the point?
I want to keep Fahrenheit, though.
That's
and here's fine. Why. Because Fahrenheit is... Celsius was designed with science in mind, right?
Right.
Zero is freezing. 100 is boiling, mm-hmm. right? But it's in my opinion, and I noticed this when I was on my vacation last year, when it comes to determining temperature, mm-hmm. like for comfortable human standards,
yeah.
Celsius isn't that good comparatively to Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit to me is a more like say for example, like let me think about this for a minute. The difference between like say it's 60 degrees Fahrenheit out,
mm-hmm.
right?
Nice and balmy, all right.
A little balmy, you know. You might wear a sweater.
Depending on
and 70 degrees from 70 degrees fall. Fahrenheit, yeah. Well, probably just wear a t-shirt, right?
Yeah. They also compared it to the planet. Remember that thing we watched with the 72% of your body's water, 72% of the Earth's water.
Huh.
72 degrees is comfortable. It's like the universal comfortability level.
So I just feel like, because like, here's the thing, like if you look like, it's only a couple, like it's only like, because of the way the conversion works, it's only like a 5 or 6 degree difference between 60, like if you look at 60 degrees Fahrenheit and 70 degrees Fahrenheit, and the same temperature in Celsius is closer together. Mm-hmm. So it's harder to get, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's where I say I think I would keep Fahrenheit, but take all the other stuff with the metric system, kilograms, grams, and whatnot. This is a very boring conversation probably for most people.
It's what we do, though. If you're here, you're here. You know? You enjoy it. It's our special brand of things. What do you think about like a UTC?
UTC?
Being on UTC time as the universal time.
We talked about that, right?
I missed that because
that's what you were... Yeah, you were talking about the...
I was checking the specs.
Be on the same time.
I'm totally against that. Listen,
that brings in some regional shit. Like, I can already hear the Australians yawn at us like, it's 3 p.m. UTC, which means they're wide awake and we're fucking sleeping. They're like, oh, those Seppo cunts. Yeah. you can't talk to a Seppo down to 3
UTC. You're a bunch of drop bears out there.
They hit that 3 p.m. on the UTC and they turn into a bunch of fucking cunt drop bears.
Yeah, I just...
They do the sleepy dance.
Yeah. Because that's the thing about it, like, one, it would be confusing as fuck. First of all, I've known about military time since I was, like, in elementary school.
Right.
And to this day, I still, like, they'll be like, 2100 hours, and I'll have to sit there in my head and be like...
Yeah. Right. If you're not used to it.
Yeah. I no, mean, this ain't gonna work.
Shout
gonna
it be like, out, you know?
You work, mm-hmm. You work from 6 a.m. Like UTC to... 2 p.m. UTC.
1400, my
some
friend.
Some crazy shit like that, like... And you're like, oh, so you work the day shift. No, it's actually the night shift.
And you're talking right. 1800,
yeah.
1800 to 2.
I can't do it.
Think yeah, about it this way, man. There's 24 hours in a day.
Or, like, imagine stores trying to figure out, like, what hours they were supposed to keep. Like, god damn it. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I cannot get on board with that. That's a terrible idea.
There's 24 right. hours a day.
Think about like that.
Mm-hmm. It's not that hard, though.
Like, I had a hard enough time. Remember when Ohio was on daylight savings time, but Indiana would just stay the same time all the time?
That was great.
Like, and, like, you would literally go across the border, and you'd be like, hey, we're going to go to the movies. And you'd be like, oh, the start time is... The start time 7:15, and then we'd show up and we would fucking miss the goddamn movie because they were fucking hour ahead of us.
Ah, god damn it.
But, yeah,
that old chestnut.
Oh, you're talking about when Indiana was
yeah.
Didn't have daylight saving. I was just talking about that the yesterday with the Polish Nightmare.
Oh, nice.
I gotta get rolling, Phyllis. What's our time?
Oh, yeah, we're about an hour.
Okay.
So, all right, well, I think it's time to wrap up the show.
That's what happens when you do a Bones and Tubs Night Edition.
Yeah.
But.
We'd like to thank y'all for listening. Hey, I tell you what, if you want to contribute to the show, you can go over to our Patreon. Patreon.com/bonesandtubs.
Miles away. Patreon.com/bonesandtubs.
if you want to talk to us and get in those DMs, you know, hit us up on Instagram.
Instagram.com/bonesandtubs or bonesandtubs@gmail.com.
You know,
Twitter at bonestubs.
We still got Facebook. Hey, go over to YouTube and subscribe to us.
YouTube.com/bonesandtubs show.
We really appreciate it.
We can't wait to hit that up on the live.
What's your name on Instagram?
You got Aaron the Red, right?
My name on Instagram?
Yeah.
It's W022ADS.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to talk to him.
What is that even about?
It was actually my username from when I went to Wright State.
Okay.
Yeah. Then. Whatever. Any of you sexy single ladies out there who want to talk to him, he just gave his Instagram DM.
Yes. Sliding them DMs. Yeah. Let him slide into you.
So we'd like to thank y'all for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. We hope you have a good week, and we hope to see you next time for the Bones and Tubs show.
Just like Ed Sheeran, we're in love with the shape of you.
We really do.
Cryptic as a Nas intro. Damn right, I grew up on Esco. And Rock him in Park, exposing the plot. I lost my heart when Soulja Slim got shot. But they still live on, and more than these songs, I'm in a war just to right these wrongs. So I write these songs and spit it from the heart, and came from the side that they call dog. Have a label boxed in a trap, living life under a microscope and attack. That's all of us living against the odds. They were never in our favor. Check the paper that they print and sell. It's all a scam. Fake is the money that's in your hand. Have you seen the plans or read a book? Or do you hide your face? Are you afraid to look? Well, that'll all change when there's nowhere to go. Just do me a favor, don't turn cold, cause it'll be rough when you finally see. But it'll be worth it, cause you'll be free. It's a state of mind, a sense that makes sense. Don't you forget that we're all heaven sent. Look from the stars, we're in charge. But right now, we're all living at large. Hunted at one of for being nothing but born free, and then wrapped in thorns. If you do the math and add it up, you might finally see that we've had enough. Cause anyone living who's less than 13 years of age has been living in a cage since that day they cursed us all, when they blew them up and we watched them fall. Every day that they've been alive, they've been living in a line, a world at war. Every day that they've been alive, they've been living in a line, a world at war. Every day that they've been alive, they've been living in a line, a world at war. Every day that they've been alive, they've been living in a line, a world at war. Nah, it ain't all good, but I won't let them take what's left of what's good. The power we hold, the love we know, and we can see when the eyes are closed. It may feel like the hate's about to win, cause it's all you see. Just a sin they play to pray every day on our minds, to keep it all in a cage. They choose what they feed on the TV, and they thrive on hate, so that's all you see. More the same, the hate and pain, the doubt and fear, the darker rain, and the same old fool who lives the rule, who's got the cure and the right last name. And if you don't pay to play the game, they might take you out and then blow your brains. I ain't shocked that they shot him, or surprised that they locked him all the way into the end of days. That's how it goes when you give it away, your power over the cowards who were ruled by force. And show up at your porch on a pale white horse, and then hunt you down just like a sport that's real. But see what hurts the most is those who watch, like it's all a show, like the Hunger Games. Cheering all the while they're living in chains that they can't see. But I don't blame them, cause I know what they face. I'm just like them, tracked and traced to keep us safe. Why? We're enemies of the state. Every day that they've been alive, they've been living in a line, a world at war. Every day that they've been alive, they've been living in a line, a world at war. Every day that they've been alive, they've been living in a line, a world at war. Every day that they've been alive, they've been living in a line, a world at war.